Good morning.
I said 20 to 8. I should be on my way home. But my alarm didn't go off. My phone alarm didn't go off. So I've woken naturally at 7:15. It's peaceful. You can hear little chirpy birds in the wood down from me, about 150 metres down from me. I was woken up in the early hours, I think it probably was about 4:30. There was a scooter, you know, a little chicken chaser, 25 or 50cc thing. Not 50. Well, it could have been. No, it was about 25cc. I can tell by the sound of it when it's 25cc. But they were going up and down whatever road down the bottom there for about half an hour. It was so annoying. It's overcast this morning. I can sense rain in the air. It could rain. It could rain at any time. And unlike last week, I feel tired. He says, yawning. I think that one of the things camped in an enclosed shelter like this or a tent is sometimes that feeling that there's no air, not claustrophobia, but there's just no air. Cows mooing. Can you hear the wind in the trees over to the woods on the left? I've made myself a cup of coffee. My jet boil stove has boiled a cup full of water in about 40 seconds. It's brilliant. When I say cup full, I mean this cup that I'm holding now, this flask cup. With the Nescafe Original 3-in-1 ready-made coffee. It's not bad. I've actually got a pouch of coffee that it's fresh coffee. It's a clever little thing. It's a pouch of coffee and you pour boiling water in the top. It filters through to a kind of area in the bottom and then you can pour it out as a fresh ground coffee, cup of coffee. But I don't really want to faff about with that now. I just want to get going. I wanted to sit here for a bit. I noticed in the night, I got up to water the horse. And there was a slug on the inside of my lavu. So I flicked him off and dispatched him. I'm not a merciless killer, but, you know, some things are in plentiful supply. But what I've noticed this morning is his trail that he's left has turned into what looks like some kind of fecal matter. These little tubes of brown and blackness. Tiny, less than a millimetre thick, but now I've got a snail trail on the inside of me lavu. There are no other snail trails, inside or out. I've had a look. That's one of the things I was paranoid of. Not paranoid, but, you know, concerned about. Bloody slugs. It really is quite a beautiful little pitch, this. I could have done with this hawthorn tree, which is only starting to come into leaf. That's a bizarre thing. Look at all these hawthorn trees are out already. Except this one right in front of me is that could have done without that being there. And then the view would be a lot better. I think I'm actually going to have a hunt around and look for a different place next time. But the problem I've got is, as much as I like the hill that I'm on, this is the only flat bit. It's a little flat bit on the hill. Now, it is a little bit lumpy. I was kind of lying on a lump right in the middle of my back last night, but it didn't feel bad. It felt quite comforting in a way. I suppose if it was lower down, it would be all right. I can see a lot from where I am. I can see the Pusey white horse. In fact, I can see two white horses on the hills on the horizon. I can see both of them. You're probably wondering what I'm talking about. The white horse. Well, I think there are 7 in total in Wiltshire, but they're horses on a hill that are they've been man-made, left in engrained, but the white is the chalky chalk, funnily enough, of the ground that we have in South Wiltshire. And that continues into kind of West Hampshire. I remember being at Barton Stacey one time, and remember seeing all the chalk there. But yeah. And I've driven down to Portsmouth, and I see the M3 has been cut through some hilly bits, so you can see it's all chalky down there. But anyway, these two white horses, like the Kiwi, which is about, 600 metres to my right? I can't see it. But just like the Kiwi, it's a shape in the ground with little chunks of chalk. It must have taken ages to do. Well, I suppose it wouldn't if you've got 10 people doing it, but they're maintained, they're weeded and they're maintained. So I can see 2 from where I am now. I don't think I've ever seen 2 before from up here. There's nobody out walking a dog yet up Dumbell Copse, which is about two miles as the crow flies. That's on the top of the valley. The first valley is Dumbell Copse. I don't know why they call it Dumbell Copse. It's not shaped like a dumbbell. Or it might have been in the past. And that's its official name. I better get a shift on, really. I've texted my wife. She feels tired, so in order not to push the children, today we're going to we're not going to go running. I might do something later on when the kids go to bed, but We're going to go to, I think it's Stourhead today. Father's Day. It might rain.